Thank you, Frank. Police cars swarmed the U.S. Bank branch on 3rd Street in Bend yesterday after a report of a robbery. Bend Police Lieutenant Paul Kansky describes what happened.
A male subject entered the U.S. Bank at Revere and 3rd, and that subject purported to have a firearm and demanded to have money. So the subject did get an undisclosed amount of money and fled the scene at that point.
That man is still at large. Kansky describes him as middle-aged, over 6 feet tall, with a slight to medium build. He was wearing dark pants, a dark long-sleeved shirt, and a red baseball cap. The suspect is considered armed and dangerous. Contact Bend Police if you know of his whereabouts or have any other information. A new body scanner is now in place at the Redmond Airport. The Transportation Security Administration demonstrated that new device yesterday. TSA spokesman Don Wilson says the scanner means that fewer people will get a physical pat-down. He also says it's not as revealing as the earlier, more controversial scanners.
We're always looking for a way to counter the threat, and I really want to encourage people to be prepared when they come to the airport. Listen to what the vest officer tells you when you come to go through the machine. Going through the airport, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's stressed out for because this can be a stressful experience. So we're going to try to make that as quick and as easy as we can.
Each day during the holidays, there are about 1,000 travelers at the Redmond Airport. The new body scanner is part of a national $44 million effort to put scanners in hundreds of airports across the U.S. Portland International got its scanners a few weeks ago. City of Bend says it will not ask auditors to look into a hunting trip for public works employees. Mayor Jeff Eager asked for the investigation after learning that Consolidated Supply Company had paid for several such trips. An article in the Bulletin says the trip in question happened around the time that the other trips were taken. The city has contracts with the company. Members of the Bend Audit Committee learned yesterday that the audit would have cost around $8,000, and they decided against the expense. Bend City councilors that support the city's $70 million water project and are coming up for re-election in November already have some opposition. Several people consider the plan too expensive and not the best option. They have formed a political action committee to target those who want to move forward with the water plan. Bruce Aylward is one of the directors of the new PAC.
Effectively, those who have been sort of spearheading the opposition movement have come to the decision that this was the next step to take. And we're hoping that the well over 1,000 people who have signed our petition will choose also to support the PAC and help us get this decision overturned.
The group recently delivered 1,000 signatures on a petition asking the council to back off the water plan and consider other options. Deschutes County says the number of defaults is substantially lower. Default filings in November were down about 44% over November 2010. That constitutes a seven-month trend of year-over-year declines. The Deschutes County Clerk's Office in November recorded 114 notices of default. That's 91 fewer than 1 year ago. An article in the Bulletin says a notice of default is the legal document that begins the foreclosure process. Not all filings end in foreclosure. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says plans to replace the I-5 Columbia River bridges can now move forward. The announcement allows Oregon and Washington to proceed with acquiring the rights-of-way and beginning construction. That project has a price tag of about $3 billion. And the Salvation Army is experiencing a second straight year of smaller donations.
Well, we're doing about as well as we did last year. But unfortunately, last year we were down 15% from the previous year, and it did put us in a bind. We actually have more need this year than we did last year, so we're hoping that it'll increase before the end of the season.
Major Robert Keene says they need to get about $80,000 to help almost 2,000 families this year. The bell ringers will be out at various places until Christmas Eve. Don't forget, Santa Express is in Bend neighborhoods tonight, giving you a chance to donate food, clothing, toys, and money. They also support the Salvation Army. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com or get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast is at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.